Dr. Brian Hathorn. And Dr. Hathorn, when they say the worst is ahead in Louisiana, what does that really mean?
Well, Bill, the, what that means is usually the flu season peaks in January. And what they're saying is as a cold weather comes in, it makes people more susceptible to flu. They feel like that people get congregated, spend more times indoors, and that increases the transmission of the flu vaccine, of the flu virus, the influenza virus, which creates more flu cases for people.
So to put it in layman's terms, we spend more time cooped up together, we pass it around.
You got it. I mean, it, because the flu is transmitted by particles in your respiratory system, your saliva. If you sneeze, if you get it on your hands from saliva, and then you put it on a you know, a doorknob, a utensil, or whatever, and you can see how easily that can be transmitted if you're spending a lot of time with your family at home.
We hear a lot about at-risk populations with the flu, where it can be more than just a couple days off work and you feel crappy. It can be life-threatening. Who are the at-risk populations?
Well, the big at-risk population is really the elderly and then people who have chronic conditions. I was stunned when I looked at the deaths from flu. 80 to 90% happen to people in who are over 65. But, I mean, if you have asthma, if you have blood disorders, chronic lung disease, you know, diabetes, heart disease, you know, kidney disease, I saw sickle cell disease, or you have some type of immune problem where you take one of these rheumatologic problems and you take one of these injectable drugs that suppresses your immune system. All these people are higher risk for the complications like pneumonia and things that come from the influenza virus and should absolutely be vaccinated.
Doc, what do you know about mutated strains this year and the efficacy of the vaccine this year?
Well, I don't know the specifics. The data suggests that actually this year has been a down year for flu across the region, across the nation, and they feel like that the weather patterns may have had something to do with it. Everyone has probably followed the news, and there's concern about these avian strains of flu. But as far as the efficacy of the flu vaccine, apparently, in my experience locally, it's been pretty good because the flu cases seem to be down a little bit. But that's not time for complacency, and in fact, if you haven't had a flu vaccine, flu season lasts till May, and you can still start to confer immunity from the vaccine that you get in about 2 weeks, which will help you if you know you're exposed to the flu, or even if you do get a case of the flu, your case of the flu will be not as severe as someone who hasn't had the flu vaccine.
Well, and that is the $64,000 question. It is not too late to go and get that flu vaccine.
Absolutely not. And this is the misconception. We start the flu season about October 1st, and that's usually when the flu vaccine becomes available. Mm-hmm. But the flu season lasts really on into May. And the peak, we're in the peak in January. So if you get vaccinated this week, in 2 weeks, you're still going to have good immunity to the influenza virus, and that's going to last you all the way into May because you still may have an opportunity to get the flu. And the thing that everyone should understand about vaccines is they work better the more people that get them, because if you can imagine, if somebody has the flu next to you and you have the vaccine, well, you're going to prevent transmission of the flu because you're not going to get the flu and become contagious to people around you.
Dr. Hathorn, I got my flu vaccine in early October. Would it be wise for me to consider a booster late in the season, or should I be well covered?
No, you should be well covered. For people who have young children, there is some data to suggest that they may need to have a second flu shot. I'm not a pediatrician. You may want to talk to your pediatrician if your child, especially if they have some type of ongoing medical problem. But there's no one who needs a quote-unquote booster. I will say that people over 65 who have medical condition, there is a higher dose trivalent vaccine that they can get, and they may want to ask their doctor about that.
Well, and that's the one I got. And I'm not over 65, but I do have, you know, I had a heart attack a couple years ago, so that's the one that I got. That was what was recommended for me.
Well, and there you go. If you have some chronic condition, you know, those are the people that really need to have the extra immunity that this confers.